You knew this was a given that Keegan was going to go on to play college something. I mean, football or track or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pick whatever sport you want to do. But you feel like he's got a good career ahead of him at Doan, don't you?
He does. You know, Coach Henry is really good recruiting him and had him, you know, told him over and over to go, you know, look at your options, look at your opportunities. And we talked a lot about the upside, the ceiling he has as a football player, and I really believe that's going to happen. I think he's going to, some really, really good things are going to come of this, and not just in the football part of it, but his education. Mm-hmm. Also, he really liked the ag program that he's going to major in, and you know, I think it'll just be a good fit for him.
What a senior year. You look back on the football year, you can't help but look at it, and look at all the great games you guys, and a great run at a state championship, and this guy, he was a monster on defense, and he was tough to block on offense, wasn't he?
He was. He's just an all-around player, and we could have played him at fullback. We let him a couple games be a blocker. He always wanted to run it, and, you know, it would have been fun to watch that. But he always just a great teammate, always trying to encourage his teammates to be better, and not just on the football field, but in life. And, you know, he's just a tremendous person, has a work ethic second to none. You know, a kid gets up and does chores for school and gets done with practice, does them again, and you know, he does it 7 days a week, and that's just how Keegan Shuler is.
Like you said to all the crowd here, weight room, get in the weight room, constantly getting himself bigger and stronger.
He did, and you know, when he went in there, he worked himself to failure pretty much every time when we really lifted hard, and he showed young kids how to work that hard, and it's not ordinary. You know, we talk about that a lot. You got to do the unordinary thing if you're going to be better than average and sustain it. You got to continue to do that and build yourself into a better athlete, better person, so you get breaks going your way. And he's just a tremendous leader doing that.
And look what he's done in track and field. I mean, boy, his numbers, especially on the shot, are going up and up and up, and discus too.
Yep, they are. You know, I know when you called me the first time and asked me about our track season, I had told you Keegan had thrown one, you know, 51 or two in practice, and then we go the first three meets, you probably thought I was feeding you full of baloney because he'd only thrown in the 40s. And then, you know, we got him a little fresher. We'd been working him hard in the weight room still and in practice and let him get his legs, and I still think he's gonna, you know, be even better than where he's at. But what's something really you know, unique about Keegan is he wants to run the hurdles. And I said, Keegan, that's a weird combination, throwing the shot and disc and the 110s and 300s. And I said, that just tells me the kind of athlete and the work ethic you have, because those are two tough races. As you know, your son runs the 300s. And, you know, Keegan's setting second right now in the RPAC in the 110s. Mm-hmm. And he's setting first in the shot and the disc. And, you know, it just shows the kind of work ethic he has. A lot of kids wouldn't want to do those events. And, you know, he's always asking me, you know, what else can I do? And you got to always pull him back. But just so you know, he's got an opportunity to be the only kid from here to win a state medal. Mm-hmm. In three different sports. He won one in football, and that's really hard to do because you got to win it to get it or be in the championship game. And then he's got a wrestling state champion medal, and we're hoping and thinking he'll have a track one. And you know, very, very proud of him.
Speaking of our track, RPAC on Thursday, as a team as a whole, girls and boys, it's gonna be a tough meet. I mean, this is gonna be a dynamite conference meet, isn't it?
It is. It's loaded. You know, I think DCS and Bertrand and the boys are the two favorites. You know, we'll be in the mix, but we just don't have enough in all the events to score what they're probably going to. But you never know. I'd never count our kids out. I know they're gonna really give everything they have and try to perform the best they can. And we're still hoping. We're looking down the road still a little bit. We want to peak at districts, but you know, it's gonna be a tremendous meet there.